A modest first step in the right direction. The words of the U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announcing North Korea's freeze of some of its nuclear activities. The move comes just 2 months after the death of longtime leader Kim Jong-il and the handover of power to his son, Kim Jong-un. Some observers hope it signals a softening of Pyongyang's stance, but Mrs. Clinton isn't so sure.
Now, the United States, I will be quick to add, still has profound concerns. But on the occasion of Kim Jong-il's death, I said that it is our hope that the new leadership will choose to guide their nation onto the path of peace by living up to its obligations. Today's announcement represents a modest first step in the right direction. We, of course, will be watching closely and judging North Korea's new leaders by their actions.
This could, of course, be pure pragmatism on North Korea's part. Last year, the United Nations warned that the country is facing its worst food shortage in a decade, with millions of people at risk. It's suffered persistent famines since the 1990s. America's 240,000 tons of food aid will go some way towards helping a state seemingly unable to feed its people. And Pyongyang's nuclear freeze could also lead to the restarting of disarmament negotiations with, among others, South Korea, the US, and Russia, which were abandoned in 2009. So perhaps this is more than just a modest first step. Mark Smith, Sky News.